Bekutte Siches Chelik Chav Beis Achrei Aleph Lili Nishmas Reb Yosef Binyamin Ben Reb Menashe Kaltman. This is a very, very Gishmaka Rashi Sicha, where the Rebbe is mechadish a number of details with regards to the begodim, to the garments of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. The Rebbe also shows how this is a Machlekes Rashi and Rambam, and a very beautiful Hira at the end. Let us begin. Betchilas Parshasenu Vosvert Etzel Toyemer Hashem Al Moshe Daber Al Aaron VeGeimer VaYavi B'Chaleis Al Hakodesh. The Parshas Achri begins with the Avoda that was done in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. It begins with Eibush spoke to Moshe, speak to Aaron and tell him that you cannot go at any time into the Kodesh Hakodashim, into the Holy of Holies. V'Zoyis Yavi Aaron Al Hakodesh. In this specific scenario, Aaron could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur with a par, on the day that he prepares the par, the ayil, specific karbonis. Then, state in Pasuk, and then the next Pasuk says, K'soynes bad Kodesh Yilbosh, he should wear a shirt of linen, U'michnesei vad Yilbosh al psare, and he should wear a pants of linen, and a hat of linen, and a belt, an avnet, a gartel of linen. That's what the Pasuk says. Rashi quotes the words "ksoynes bad," a shirt of linen, and it's befarish. And Rashi explains, "Magid, this teaches us she'enoy meshamish lifnim b'shmeina begodim she'u meshamish b'hem b'chutz, that inside the kodesh hakodashim he does not serve while wearing the eight garments which he normally wore when he was outside of the kodesh hakodashim she'yesh b'hem zov, because they have gold in them." Some of the garments of the Kohen Gadol were woven together with various different threads, including golden threads. The Vishain Kateger Nasasaneger, and the prosecutor cannot become the defender. Gold is a negative item because the Yidden sinned with the Egel Hazov, with a golden calf, and therefore you can't use gold to defend them on the day of Yom Kippur, which is coming to atone for the sin of the Egel Azov. Elo barbo. So he doesn't wear the eight garments. Rather, says Rashi, he wears four garments, kakoyin hadyet, like a regular koyin, the kulon shel boots, and all of them are made of linen. The pashtus of the pshat and pirush Rashi's on a very simple level. What's Rashi telling us? Akumta ferenferin was the stated tziviyav under the begodim. Why over here is there a commandment to wear the priestly garments? Ksoynes bad kodesh yilbosh big de kodesh shem ulaveisham, that he should wear the shirt of linen. These are holy garments. He should put them on. V'anayezach achidish davar, as if this is a brand new thing, the first time we've ever heard of such a thing. B'shas dosis shem mefurish nachem parashas tetzava. When in truth, this was already taught us very explicitly in Parshas Tetzaveh, side the Metzvah Chiyuv to Machin Di Begadim, whether the obligation to make these garments, side the Chiyuv Zeitzu Tragin, or the obligation to wear them, as the Pasuk over there says, Bevoyam El Oyal Moyed, when they go into the Oyal Moyed, Oybegishtim El Mazbeach, Lasharis Bakodesh, or when they approach the Mazbeach to serve in holiness, they should wear these garments, v'lo yisu oven v'mesu, and they should not carry a sin and die for doing the avoda without these garments. Vozgitsu d'tzivu davam dibelarin. So what is being added on to that pre-existing commandment? In Parshas Tetzaveh, they were already commanded that they should make garments and wear them. All of a sudden, we're saying the same thing all over again. You should say this about Kodesh Yilbosh. Even if you say it's talking about Yom Kippur, we already know that when they do malacha, when they do avoda, they wear the garments. Is Rashi mevayer? So according to this understanding of Rashi, Rashi is explaining as the pasuk kum dozogin magid. The pasuk is coming to tell us nit oistrechen in the big dekuno and the mtsivis madarvzei anton, not to list the various priestly garments and tell us, give us the commandment that they have to be worn. Then the geita rein sutan de avoda bekodesh, when going into the kodesh, into the holy area to do the Aveda. Nor, Rashi is telling us that why is the Pasuk telling us about these garments, as a darf anton belois di begodim, that he only wears these garments. And not to wear all eight that Parshas Tetzaveh told us that Aaron should wear at all times when he's doing the Aveda. So Rashi is explaining to us that this Pasuk is not here to teach me the fact that they have to wear big dekona, but the fact that the Kohen Gadol wears only these four garments and not the other four. That's the pshat, that's the basic pshat in Rashi. That the pasuk is telling us, and Rashi is coming to tell us, that the chiddush of this pasuk is that the Kohen Gadol wears only the four and not all eight. But we still have to understand this has not sufficiently answered all of our questions. Hoysafas tevas magid, the adding of the word magid in Pirush Rashi, is b'derech klal nafal v'nerinyi v'as Rashi zogt shteit nit b'pshat ha-pasuk mefurash. Usually Rashi uses the word magid when whatever Rashi is telling us is not written explicitly in the pasuk, nor magid. Magid means it's telling us. Der pasukum zogen ha-givis ha-zach, the pasuk is telling us something specific, nesif of dem v'as zogt b'feirush, in addition to what it says explicitly. Usually, when does Rashi use the word magid? When we see one piece of information from the pasuk, Rashi wants to tell us that the pasuk is telling us something else in addition to that. Rashi says the word magid. He doesn't understand it, but over here it's not understood. Their inyan as a tuton nor arba begodim nitshmeinu begodim stayed finished in the pasuk. This idea that the Kohen Gadol wears the four and not eight, at least the fact that he's wearing the four is in the pasuk. Why use the word magid? What's the chiddush here that I don't see in the pasuk? Rashi's telling me, the pasuk is telling me that he wears four garments. That I see in the pasuk. Same as the pasuk, Yilbash, etc. I see very clearly in the pasuk that you wear four garments. So the question is on the word magid. You also have to understand the end of Rashi. Rashi says, Ela ba'arba, that he goes in to do the avodah with four garments. Kohen has it like a regular kohen. V'chul and shalbutz all are made out of linen. Aleph number one, Menzatin Pasuk, Ados Anan Uzgedech and Darba Abugadim, is Vosna Rashi Azog. And if you open the Pasuk and you count Ksoines, Michnese Bad, Bitznefes, and Avnate, you see four. Why did Rashi have to say Ela Barba? Rashi could have said, Magit Sheini Meshamash Lifnim Bishmein Abugadim, etc. Doesn't have to add that you do use Arba. Base, Vosna Zermesa of Machadish Kikain Adit. Next question is, why does Rashi have to tell us when we already know that a Kohen Hedid wears four begadim? What relevance is there? Even if for whatever reason Rashi feels that he wants to say Kohen Hedid, he doesn't want to rely on what I already know. But who cares? Who cares if it's a Kohen Hedid or not? Yeah, Ela Barbo. Dalit v'chulin shel butz. Then Rashi said that all these garments were made out of linen. Estate beperish in pasuk by yedrin fundi begadim as there's olzayin fund bad. So Rashi, the Rebbe asks, Avne, how does the pasuk start? Kseinis bad koydus yilbash michnas say vad v'avne bad yacher over mitznefes bad yitznef. Bad every time. Bad and butz is the same thing. It means linen. So the pasuk already told me that these garments are made out of bad. Vos is Rashi meisav v'kulin shel butz. So why does Rashi have to add that these all are made out of linen? So the Rebbe is going to suggest an answer in Siv Gimel, and is going to refute it in Siv Dalet. The Rebbe is going to suggest that maybe the Kohen Gadol wears eight garments, and it's just a different material. And the Rebbe is going to refute that. As Rashi comes shayla zayin goran under pirush, that Rashi is coming to negate a totally different pirush. Learn the pasuk saying as bad kedush. Well, you can't zogin. When we learn this pasuk, so we're saying that it means that he wears only four garments. But how about if we suggest otherwise? Hayoyisas meveishen from parsha tzavas aron ken gadol lachmeinu begadim v'zayin alachavad ulusifaris. We know from parsha tzavas that Aaron would wear eight garments, all of which were for glory or for honor and for beauty. How is it, or why is it, that on the once a year that he's actually going into the Holy of Holies, he's only wearing four of the eight? Not the other four. Which seemingly is diminishing the honor and the beauty of the Kohen Gadol. And because we would have this question, why should the Kohen Gadol have less beauty and less honor on this day? We might have learned, as the pasuk needs begadim, that the pasuk is not telling me that he has to wear only these four. Because it's obvious that even more than the rest of the year, today is one day that he should be wearing oit. Umvises mashma from under the mafarshim yatera, and as other mafarshim, taka want to learn like this. Their pasuk kum zogin dem shinus yom kippurim. So in that case, what's this pasuk telling me? If the kohen gadol is wearing eight garments, then what's this pasuk telling me? This pasuk is telling me that there was a change on Yom Kippur. As the dalid v'godim darfen zayin damos b'yom kippurim andersh, then on Yom Kippur the four garments are different. Agans yor is added the dalid v'godim v'gizok n'parset tzava haksoynes sheish mitznefes sheish v'avneid goymar given sheish mazzor. That whole year, the four begotten that the Kohen Gadol wore were made out of sheish. Sheish is also linen, but it's linen that is, each thread is woven of six threads. So it's a much fancier material. Each thread is woven together of from six threads. Masha'inkin dobi ha-mekipurim, is k'sein is bad, u'michnesei vad, u'v'avneit bad, u'mitznefes bad, nitsheis ma'asar nereinchot. And on Yom Kippur, the material was made not out of linen that was woven from six threads, but linen that was woven from one thread. U'n'riba reter pasuk norveg and delvisov u'n'dalad begadim. This is why the pasuk only mentions these four, because the other eight weren't any different. But these four were different, that though they were linen, they were made of a different type of linen. Maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. Mentioning these four begadim, and this is what Rashi is coming to negate. Not as you might have learned that the pasuk is only specifying this change. Well, is not indeed that applies to these four garments. Oh, but it is but it's not negating the wearing of the other four begadim. Nor, says Rashi, that's not a pshat. Not a pshat that he wears all eight, and just that these four are made of a different material or a different weaving system. Nor, therefore Rashi has to come and clarify that he does not go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with eight garments. The pasuk is coming to negate that he does not wear the eight garments that he wears when he's working, when he's doing the avoda outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the regular eight, but he only wears four like a kohen hadyut. So this is the Rebbe's suggestion in what's Rashi's chiddush, what's bothering Rashi. Rashi's bothered by the fact that a person might learn that the pshat is that a kohen gadol does wear eight garments, and just that the material is different, that it's made out of bad, out of simple linen, instead of sheish mazdar, woven linen. And therefore Rashi has to say, no, that's not the pshat. Pshat is that he only wears four garments, and not eight that he wears generally in the general. But this pirush, this is not understood well. Vile. Even according to this way, the word magid is not answered. The extra word. Rashi is not adding anything to what's clearly stated in the pasuk. And it's blaze shayla la pirush muta nitvi demasmalasa pasuk. Rashi is just negating a mistaken pirush that someone might have suggested that would be different than what the pasuk is implying, because the pasuk says you should wear four, and I might have thought that you wear eight, and just these four are different material. So Rashi's not adding anything to the pasuk; he's just clarifying a negating a mistaken understanding. So the word magid still does not justify itself. Is nice of them. In addition to that, they see him from pirush Rashi. The end of Rashi is not understood. Rashi says, "Kekayin edit v'kulan shel butz." Is nitnar iberik. Not only are these words that they were made out of linen extra, because we're not talking about the material, we're talking about the fact that Rashi, I would have thought that we're talking about the material, but Rashi's clarifying that we're not talking about the material. We're talking about the fact that he wears four and not eight. So who cares what the material is? Nor does zad gashaf lehepich. Not only is it extra, but it actually seems to push the opposite pshat. As Gita Mokim Litis, as a chidush from Pasuk, is indeed didaled begadim. But the Pasuk rechent yawis, as kulin shel butz. It seems to imply from Rashi that the chidush of this Pasuk is that these, about the material, that these four begadim should be made of a different material, hepechanal pirush Rashi, which is the opposite of what we're trying to say that Rashi is teaching us. As the chidush from Pasuk is blaze in demos atrok, niti andrefir big dezov, that the sole chidush of Rashi is that he's not wearing the other four garments that are made with gold. So, but Nashi is the Kulin Shalbutz, he makes it about the material. The whole pshat that the Rebbe was suggesting was that it's not about the material. The Rashi is negating the fact that it's about the material. I would have thought that the chiddush of this pasuk is that it's a different material and that he still wears eight. Comes Rashi and says, no, he wears eight. He wears four, not eight. So then why does Rashi mention the material? Why does he bring up the material if this isn't about the material? Is there beer, Baza? So the Rebbe now brings the beer. And with his beer, the Rebbe is going to clarify to us what is Rashi's perspective on the big day lavan, on the white garments that the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur. And with this, it's going to explain to us the whole Rashi, every detail in the Rashi, what Rashi is trying to tell us. Rashi kum for enfin ashayla v'shtel tzichin pasuk. Rashi is bothered. Rashi is coming to answer a question that is raised in the pasuk. Why is this pasuk written in exactly in this spot, in this part in the parsha? So what happens is like this. If you go back, if you look in the chumash, you look in the first pasuk. In the first paragraph of the Sikha, where the Rebbe quotes the Psukim, so you have the general rule that Aaron cannot go into the Kiddush HaKadoshim at all times. Then it starts with Zois Yavi Aaron al HaKadosh, V'par Bebokah Lechatos V'ayil Lo'ilo. That in order for Aaron HaKohen to go into the Kiddush HaKadoshim, it has to be on this day that he's bringing the Par V'ayil. Then the Pasuk says, K'sonis Bad Kiddush Yilbash, that he should wear these four garments. And then the pasuk goes on to say the various different avodas that were done in these garments. In other words, the way it worked in the Beis Hamikdash on that day was the Kohen Gadol started his Big Day Zav, and he did the Ketamin Shel Shachar, and he did the Minchas Chavitin. He did the daily things that were not directly connected to Yom Kippur. Then he would change his clothes and go into the Big Day Lavan, and then he would do a series of things: the Vidui and the Goyrol on the two Seirim and the two goats, and then he would take the pan of Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he would squirt the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he would come out and do other avodas. So that's how the pasuk is structured. First is b'zeis yavei Aaron el HaKodesh. Then it says k'sein is bad kodesh yilbash. It talks about the garments, and then it goes through the various things that were done in the big day lavan in the white Yom Kippur garments. So the Rebbe is asking, the Rebbe is saying that Rashi is bothered by the placing of this pasuk. Either put it at the very beginning, before b'zeis yavei Aaron el HaKodesh, before you start talking about the aveda of the day, and say that he's going to have to wear these garments. Or after the entire list of things, in the order the Rebbe says, after Pasuk Chav Beis. Pasuk Chav Gimel, he starts saying about the ayil of the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol did in the Big Day Zav. He switched clothes back, and his personal ayil he did in the Big Day Zav. But all the psukim until there are things that the Kohen Gadol would do in the Big Day Lavan. So the pasuk should have given the whole list and said, and all this is done in Ksenis Bat Kodesh, in these four garments. Rashi's trying to figure out why not put it either at the beginning or at the end, why in the middle. Von dem was die Teire sagt, dem Zivu Dog gleich, nach dem Pasuk bezeus, geimer, bepar ben bokal, lechadas v'ayla ilo. From the fact that the Pasuk says to wear these garments, after the Pasuk, about the parva ayil, the cow and the ram that the Kohen Gadol would bring on that day. But when the pastor's learned, what we would have simply understood as the arba begodim tuter on nor by them par ben bakar lechadas vayil oila zayin dik dikarbanas am yuchadim loybiyam akipurim. That since it says the pasuk says par and ayil, and then it says these garments, I would understand that these garments apply to these begodim. Sorry, that these begodim apply to these karbanis. And what's unique about these karbanis? These are the Kohen Gadol's personal karbanis, and therefore he has to wear different garments. When he's doing the avodah for everyone, he wears big days off like a whole year. When he's doing personal avodahs, he's a private person. He puts on the big day lavan. That's what I would have thought from the positioning of this pasuk. Oh, but what's the problem with that? Maybe that's taka the pshat. So the Rebbe says, no, it can't be. Because when the psuk invited is klar, as a losoi, their ayil la'ayla, very ketan in andre begodim, the lovers is begodim, was the smain tishmein begodim, shu evid ben koimis hashana. First of all, In Pasuk Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, it says that he should do the ayil. So it says, "V'lavas has begotten, he should put on his clothes." So Rashi says this is referring to the 8 garments. In other words, when it came to his ayil, to his personal ram, he put on the 8 garments, including the Bigdei Zov. That's what Rashi says. So there's already a contradiction. Beis, we also see from looking in the Psukim, as the Ala Avedas Biz Elosai, that all the other things that had to be done till his Eila, for example, the Shnei Sidiizim Lechatos for Nadas Mnei Yisrael, the 2 goats that were used as the Chatos for the Yidden, Undi Avedas Akteris Bechulu, the Akteris, which had to be, he took a Malei Chofnav, he took a handful, and he put it into a pan, he took the pan into the Kedesh HaKadoshim. All this is done. The Psukim make it very clear that all that was done in the 4 garments. So, why is this Pasuk here? Not only is it not understood why it's here, the Pasuk is giving us a wrong implication that we know from other Psukim is wrong. So what's the Pasuk doing here? The Ribbit is Rashi Mefarish. Therefore, Rashi comes and teaches us. Magid she'einay mishamash lifnim bishmeinu begadim shu mishamash ben bachutz. This teaches us that he's not serving. He doesn't serve inside the Kedesh HaKadoshim with the 8 garments that he serves outside. Even though the flow of the psukim would imply that these garments are necessary when it comes to the karbanis discussed in the previous pasuk, is the parish nitazoi. That's not what it means. And that's he says magid because he's actually changing the pshat of the pasuk. No, the pasuk comes again as einu mishamish lifnim b'shmeinu begadim shemishamish and b'chutz. The pasuk is telling us that the deciding, the defining factor of whether he wears lavan or zav is where is he when he's doing the avodah. Is he doing the avodah in the kodesh hakodashim lifnim or b'chutz? If he's on the inside, then he wears the white garments. If he's in, the, if he's outside, he wears the gold garments. Und ra'ayel leilas dechakarvasi b'chutz. The ayil for his ayla was offered outside of the Kedesh HaKadoshim, and therefore he wears big days of Shmeinu Begadim. Uli idach, the alavaitidik avedis, the other avedis that were done later, the azoyas adam from the Shnei Sirim, and the keteris, the spraying of the blood, and the keteris that we mentioned before, is the chalz bifnim, the tzedek bifnim, is either done inside the Kedesh HaKadoshim, or for the purpose of the Kedesh HaKadoshim. Meaning to say, he has to, the gathering of the Ketores was done outside, but he then had to bring the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Shechita of the par was done, the blood of the par was then taken into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be sprayed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's actually being done bachutz, but it's tzayrich pnim. It's for something that is needed on the inside. And therefore it's being done with 4 begadim. So Rashi is explaining to us that the chiddush of this inyan is that the defining factor of which garments to wear is what type of avodah is it? Is it an avodah of pnim or an avodah of chutz? If it's an avodah of pnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or tzayrich pnim, something that's going to lead to what's being done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wears big day lavan. And if not, he wears big days of. Und das Gufli is the town was der Inyan Abgadim steht davke donach im Pasuk. Bezeis yavi ayin ala Kedush. And this explains why this Pasuk is placed here. Nit frier far alle Karbonis. Und ich spete noch dem Sium von die Karbonis am Yuchat afim HaKippurim. Not before all the Karbonis. And not after the conclusion of the Karbonis that were unique to Yom Kippur. Because mit dem zogter Pasuk. As the Levishe von die Fier Abgadim is nit mitzad Avedas yin von Yom Kippur. That the pasuk is telling us. First it says b'zayis yavei aron el hakodesh, and the next pasuk saying is bad kodesh. It's telling us that when does Aaron wear the garments b'zayis yavei aron el hakodesh, when he goes into the kodesh, and it's not connected to avedus yom kippurim, which means there are certain avedus of the day that are taka in the big days of. The chiddush v'yom kippurim the shimus b'fnim. The chiddush of Yom Kippur is b'zayis yavei aron el hakodesh when he goes into the kodesh hakodashim. The shimus b'fnim can need zayin mitzpeinu begadim shemushamus and b'chutz, but don't mainter be'ikir nitim shimus b'choy mizashana. No, shemushamus and b'chutz be'im kippurim atzmai. And when you go into the kodesh hakodashim, you can't wear the 8 garments that you wear outside. And when he says outside, he doesn't mean outside the rest of the year. Even on Yom Kippur, the avedis that belong to the chutz, he wears big days of. And when he goes into Lifnim, he wears the big day Lavan and not the big day Zav. So with this, the Rebbe is being mechadish or telling us the chiddush of Rashi that what are the big day Lavan dependent on? On Yom Kippur. What is Yom Kippur? Where do you see the ikir of Yom Kippur when you go into the Pnim, the Kiddush HaKadoshim? That's the Zayis Yavei Aaron of the Kiddush, Ksainas Bad Kiddush Yilbash. When he goes into the Kiddush, that's the main element of Yom Kippur, and that is when he wears the big day, the big day Yom Kippur, the big day Lavan. Al Pizah Vatech for Enfer that Tmiyev Avas Rashi Bavarant Nita Kashim Shudushon Mikra. This will also answer a question that Rashi seemingly could have or should have addressed and didn't. In other words, now that we understand that Rashi's approach, according to the way the Rebbe explains, is that the ikir of Yom Kippur is the shimush bifnim, this answers another question. Since we said in Rashi brings that the prosecutor, the thing that is accusing, a better word than a prosecutor, the accuser. The accuser cannot become the defender. Which is why the king gadol cannot serve on Yom Kippur in the golden garments. How is it possible that we're saying that when he's outside of the Kiddush HaKadoshim, he could wear the big day Zav? When we talk about the Aved of the King Gadol the rest of the year, even if he's doing something that is on the theme of atonement, that this concept that the accuser cannot become the defender is something that applies specifically to Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur, by definition, as his name tells us, is all about atonement. When the fire of the aveda from them tugs, I'm it as a hirus miyachadus, and therefore the aveda of Yom Kippur has to be with extra precaution. Need giving kain art for an inyan from kategor, not to give any room to open up an accusation. So therefore, we understand that the rest of the year we let it slip. We allow even by inyan of kapara, we allow him to wear gold. But now on the day of Yom Kippur, it's not understood. Any Yom Kippur work, whether it's inside the Kiddush HaKadoshim, whether it's outside the Kiddush HaKadoshim, should not have been allowed to be done with Big Day Zav, because the Zav reminds the Eibishter of the guilt of the Yidden with the Egel HaZav, and it should be excluded entirely. Is there beer but the ungedited in them was the pasuk saying this bad gamer kum behemshich zum pasuk b'zeis yavi aron? But in this juxtaposition of the pasuk b'zeis yavi aron and ksenas bad kedush, which we just explained, is to teach us that the ikir inyan of Yom Kippur is the shimush bifnim, and therefore that's when he wears these begadim. This answers this question as well. Durch magdim sein gleich pascholas avidus im kippurim diverter b'zeis yavi gamer par gamer. By beginning the entire section of the Aveda of Yom Kippur with the words, with this iron goes into the Kodesh, learn to the Pasuk is teaching us, as the Nekudu from Yom Kippurim is not the Aveda Sayyim. The main focal point of Yom Kippur is not the Aveda of the day, nor Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh, the Knisa LaKodesh HaKadoshim, the entry of Ya'aron HaKohen, or the Kohen Gadol, into the Holy of Holies. Und das bringt die Kapara zum Kippurim, and this brings the ultimate atonement. But in order for it to be a proper entry, there has to be other accompanying things, various offerings and various work is required, whether inside the Kiddush HaKadoshim or outside the Kiddush HaKadoshim, like the ayil that was the oil of the ram that was the oil for the Kohen Gadol. But those are accoutrements to the main event, which is the Kohen Gadol going into the Kiddush HaKadoshim, b'zayis yavei aron el HaKodesh. U'meilis verstandig, as the bavarnish v'nein kategen as a neger, and therefore we understand that the precaution to not allow the accuser to become a defender, to not wear gold garments, is be'ikir in them art from kaparad yom kippurim, primarily applies to the place where the atonement is happening, in the aveda b'fnim, in the aveda that's being done inside the Kiddush HaKadoshim. So, and therefore, it's not really an issue for the Kohen Gadol to wear Big Day Zav anywhere else, because all the other things that are being done b'chutz are only add-ons to the main event of Yom Kippur, which is the Kohen Gadol going into the Kiddush HaKadoshim. So we've answered what's bothering Rashi. What's bothering Rashi is, why is this pasuk said over here? We're answered why Rashi says the word magid, because Rashi is teaching us an incredible chiddush. The mashmos of the pasuk is possibly that when he does the avodah of Yom Kippur, he wears four garments. But Rashi is telling us magid by placing the psukim in this order, it's teaching us a chiddush that the wearing of the big day Yom Kippur, the four garments, is dependent on the avodas that are connected to the pnim, because the main avodah is the shimush bipnim. The main effect of Yom Kippur is in the shimush bifnim, and that's where he has to wear the four garments, and that's the chiddush of this pasuk. Saying this, but why does this pasuk say anything over here? To tell us that you don't wear eight when you go into the pnim. And this also explains why Ein Kateg and Asas and Eger only applies in the pnim and not bachutz, because pnim is the main thing. That's where the kapara is happening. And the Rebbe doesn't address the question Ela Barba clearly in the Sicha, but the Chayr, it's moving Mayatzme, that the Chiddush is the Shlila. When Rashi says the words, the Rebbe asked in question number Beis, sorry, question Aleph of Siv Beis. Mizetin Pasek Adozai Nuiz Gerechet Arba Abgodim. Why does it say Arba Abgodim? So when, now we understand that Rashi is emphasizing to us not Shmaina. The Pasek says Arba, fine. But maybe it means this four in addition to the others. But Rashi says, no, because Ein Kateg and Asas and Eger. So even when he goes into the Kedesh HaKadoshim, he does not wear Magid. What's supposed to say? Ein Mishamash Lefnim B'Shmeinu B'Gadim. Ela Barba, Davke with Arba, and not Shmeinu. The Chiddush is in the Shlila, in that he's wearing four and not eight. Oh. What are the words Kekoyin Hadyit? Why does we ask the Rebbe, why did it say Kekoyin Hadyit? Vibald Leit Pirush Rasha. Is there chiddush from pasuk saying as bad gamer in their shlila? Since according to Rashi, the chiddush of this pasuk is in the negative, as bifnim tarmen nit misham as amid bidizov. Well, in kategan as neged, that inside the kedusha kedoshim, he's not wearing eight. That's the emphasis of this pasuk. Is nit glatik? This leaves us with a question. When we learn the pasukim in Parashat Tetzaveh, that the Kohen Gadol should have their garments, four for the Kohen Hadyut and eight for the Kohen Gadol, we see how careful one must be when it comes to the Begadim. In order for the Avodah to be done in a way that is honorable and that is beautiful, so they have to wear their Begadim. So that if someone serves without wearing the proper clothing, then it's Chayiv Misa. Hind wie kommt es as zu lieb ein Kategor nasa saneger so der kein Gadol nit sein beschlemes der Kavadol Sivaris? How is it possible that because of this seemingly side issue that the Zov it represents the Egel and it's a Kategor that it reminds of the guilt of the Yidden, because of that the kein Gadol should go with in an incomplete manner? That his Lachavad of Luciferus should not be in full glory and in full beauty. Not only is he not wearing anything extra in honor of the day, he's wearing less than regular. So this is what a person can ask. We understand this is the concept of Ein Kategor Nasa Saneger, but is it strong enough to override Lachavad of Luciferus? V'yash Lahaysif. And the Rebbe adds over here in the brackets a very, very important hisafa, because it's going to come up again later in the Sicha with regards to the Rashi and the Rambam. Volt men gilerent as b'yom ha-kippurim is adin miyuchad b'negei b'gdei kohuna. If we were looking, remember, keep in mind that Rashi sees the Arba as an inyan of shlila, as a negative, that he's not wearing the eight, he's not wearing the gold garments. So, and Rebbe explains, if we were to learn that there was a unique, special din on Yom Kippur, b'negei b'gdei kohuna, as the Kohen Gadol daf tragen an ander sug begadim, that he's wearing a totally different category of garments, meaning to say that you have the Kohen Hadyut's garments, which is four garments, you have the Kohen Gadol's garments, which is eight garments, and then you have the Yom Kippur garments that are four, but it's a specific din in b'gdei kohuna, in Yom Kippur, is nit as a kasha, then it's not so difficult. Because then you could say, just like the Torah tells you a whole year that you should wear eight. So similarly, on Yom Kippur, the Torah says wear four. In other words, if this is a chelik of the Avedah of Yom Kippur, that there's an inyan chiyuvi, there's a positive here. You shall wear these four garments. And you could say that it's the same Torah that said wear eight, says wear four. But as we've explained it until here, according to Rashi, there's no unique din. There's nothing new being introduced that you should wear a brand new category of clothing. It's just that he can't wear the gold garments, and therefore four of the garments don't work, and he's stuck with wearing only four, so to speak. That according to this, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur of old days is lacking clothing, lacking the right amount of garments. The farm was Rashi Bavarinin, as the Kohen Gadol Tanak Darba Kikayin Hadiyot. That's why Rashi has the words Kikayin Hadiyot. Why is it relevant? It's relevant to change the status of the Kohen Gadol. That within this regard, today he becomes like a Kohen Adyat. Thus, as the Kohen Gadol Tarak Bifnim Nor Arba Abgad. And the fact that when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's wearing four garments, is Nitr Pshat as er Tarak Fir Fun Zayin Acht Abgad. And he's wearing four of his eight. There is Devil Mishamas Via Kohen Adyat. He changes status, so to speak. He becomes like a Kohen Adyat. Mas Mispi Begadol Nechat Chila Arba, which a Kohen Adyat wears four to begin with. So therefore, it's not a diminishment of the clothing. He just changes statuses. He goes from the status of being a Kohen Gadol to the status of being a Kohen Hedyot with regards to the Begadim, and a Kohen Hedyot wears Arba. So that's what Rashi adds the words Kohen Hedyot to tell me that he's not considered lacking the right number of garments because he just changed his status and becomes like a Kohen Hedyot, which is Lechatchila only supposed to wear four. So now if you go down to Rashi, you see how every prat is working. Rashi is bothered by the fact that the pasuk was placed over here, and there, that this the Ksenas Bat Kedush was placed after Bezeis Yavi Aaron. Therefore, Rashi says Magid is a major chiddush here, that the uftu of Yom Kippur is the Shimus Bifnim, and that's where the big dilavan apply because that's the ikur of Yom Kippur. Lefishein kateginasa seneger, says Rashi, and therefore it's an inyan shel shalila. When you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the main part of the day, you can't wear the eight. You can't wear the gold. You have to wear the ela ba'arba, which you're only wearing four, not eight. Kikoyin edyed, and the Kohen Gadol changes status, and therefore he's not considered lacking the right amount of garments because he's like a Kohen edyed, and he's wearing the right number, which is four. The only thing that remains is the kulan shel butz. Why does Rashi have to add this if it says clearly bad, 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 bad in the pasuk? The mitzvah of ich verstein the psim losh and Rashi v'kulan shel butz, and we'll also understand what Rashi has to end the words of kulan shel butz. Kavanas Rashi is nit nor tzumat gizana the dal b'gadim zani nit kenin yishol kateger. Rashi's intent here is not just to emphasize the fact that they're made of linen and not gold, so therefore they're not a reminding of the guilt. V'ibadas kulan shel butz. By saying that it was made out of linen, it's actually adding in a proof that the Kohen Gadol serves on Yom Kippur like a Kohen Hadyot with regards to the garments. Why? What's the proof? Aaron's Avnet, the one that's part of the eight, was made out of the linen, blue wool, purple wool, red wool, and it was woven together. In Parashat Tetzaveh, where state that it's Tzivah Fasiyas Begadim, state nor as the Avnet Tavlai Ma'aser Reikim. In Tetzaveh, where it says the first time about making the Avnet, making the belt, it says Ma'aser Reikim, it was woven together, but it doesn't say out of which materials. As Dr. Ben Ederbaev, from Velkan Min, or the Minim, as Ved Gimach, it doesn't say from which materials. Singing Basis of Begadim and Pekudei, but when it comes to Parashat Pekudei, state as of Netish, as of Netish, the Aron Kohen Gadol, for the Minim Anal. But in Parashas Pekudei, it says clearly that it was made out of Sheish Mazor, Tcheles, Argamon, Telas, Shani. Kumtois, as of Netei Shal Aaron is Nitnar from Bad. Hein, wie sagt der Pasuk, Avnet Bad Yachker? So in that case, that means that Aaron's belt, Aaron's Gartel, is not made only of linen. It's made of a blend of other materials. So why does the Pasuk say of Avnet Bad Yachker that he should wear an Avnet of linen? Is the fun gedrungen, from this we can derive as the begadim zane niti big de Kohen Gadol, nor the zayin and the arba Kohen Hedyot. That the gartel is different. The gartel is made as avnet of bad, not of Maaseh Roikim. So by emphasizing the Kulin Shel Butz, Rashi is pointing out to you that the Avnet is of a different material, and therefore it must be that on Yom Kippur there's a separate set of clothing, like the Kohen Hedyot, that's different than what the Kohen Gadol is wearing the rest of the year. When Rashi and Tam Pshutu Shel Mikra, Adas Vas Der Pasuk Tel Tuis Avnet Shel Aron and Parashas Pekudei, when Der Mont Niti Avnetim Fun Banov, Chad Dartin Gufa Der Mont Der Pasuk De Ander Gimel Bukadu Fun Pnei Aron. So the Rebbe is explaining what was the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot made of. So according to Pshutu Shel Mikra, what happens is the Pasuk says by the Avnet of Aron that it was Maaseh Roikim, and does not mention the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. Even though the other Begadim of Bnei Aaron, the Ksoinis, the Mechanasayim, and the Mitznefes are mentioned, or the Mikbas, are mentioned in those Psukim. Is Vader Pasuk, Dar Dafke Vegan Avnet Shel Aaron. So Rashi learns that over there, when the Pasuk says Maaseh Roikim, it means specifically Aaron's Avnet, that it was woven together. Mashenkin the Avnetim from Bnei Aaron, and a Gemachim on Anders Blois von Bad, whereas the Avnetim of the other Kayanim, the children of Aaron, the Kohen Hedyot, were made not Maaseh Roikim, but were made only of Bad. So therefore, there's now a distinction that the Kohen Hedyot wears an avnet of bad, of linen, plain linen, and the Kohen Gadol wears an avnet Maaseh Roikim that's woven together of various materials. And when the Pasuk says avnet bad, and Rashi emphasizes this by saying the kulon shel butz, Rashi is emphasizing that Aaron is wearing garments like the Kohen Hedyot, where even the avnet is also made out of bad and not Maaseh Roikim. So with this, we've answered all of our questions on Rashi, and we've learned an incredible chiddush in Rashi. The Rashi holds that the focal point of Yom Kippur is not so much the avodah of Yom Kippur, but the focal point is the shimush bifnim. And therefore, that's where the kapara happens, that's where you can't wear big days of, etc., etc., as we learned Barucha. The Rebbe is going to say in Yonim Mufloim, and you go into Halacha, this forms a machloikis between Rashi and Rambam. In two pratim, and then the Rebbe is going to connect both pratim. Shleimer, that's it is, from the Yonim Mufloim, and Derech Halacha, is for Pirush Rashi. Rashi is mechuluk mit Rambam, and Megedah from the big Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Rashi is in dispute with the Rambam, with the category, with the categorization of the Kohen Gadol's garments in Yom Kippur. The Rambam zog, big dekuna shleisha minim. Big day Kayin, big day Zav, big day Lavan. Rashi Rambam says there's three categories. There's the garments of the Kayin Hadyut. Then there is the golden garments and the white garments. Nishita said Rambam and the big day Lavan Shemek Purim and under min begod. According to the Rambam, the white garments on Yom Kippur are a totally different category of garments. Nita says I used to trog in big day Zav bifnim. We may labliben by him iber nor fear for zanach begodim. It's not that you can't wear the gold and therefore he just wears the other four. Nor es sadriter min begodim. It's a third category of begodim. As a matter of fact, number 38, the Rebbe says that the Ramban asks on the Rambam, if so, why is it not counted as its own mitzvah? Big day Kohen Hedyot is one mitzvah. Big day Kohen Gadol is another mitzvah. If big day Lavan is a third category, why doesn't he mention it? But from this we see what the Rebbe is trying to say here. That the Rambam holds that there's three categories in Big Dekuna. Rashi is medayik. However, Rashi specifies as bifnim dar from Hashem is in arbo kikayin edit kenal barucha. As we explained in the Sikha, Rashi holds that he changes statuses. He goes into the category of a Kohen Hedyot. So there's only two types of begadim. There's Big Day Kohen Hedyot, there's Big Day Kohen Gadol, which is the Big Day Zav, the Shmoneh Begadim. And on Yom Kippur, at certain points in Yom Kippur, he reverts, so to speak, to be like a Kohen Hedyot, and he wears four begadim. So this is seemingly, in Machlekes, Rashi and Rambam. Rambam says there's three categories of begadim. Rashi says there's two categories of begadim. We see another difference between Rashi and Rambam with regards to the white garments of Yom Kippur. The Rambam says that those avoidos that were specific to this day of Yom Kippur were done in Big Dilavan and white garments. Big Dilavan is Adin and Avedis Hayom. According to the Rambam, comes out that the big day lavan is a detail, is a din in the avodah of the day. That's something that belongs to the day of Yom Kippur. You have to wear these garments, but the din is varanas venikat. And the question on the Rambam: the ayil elo and elo arms and abedita mikhasim mekipurim. The ayil oila, the ayil that the ram that the Kohen Gadol brought as his own oila, and the ram that he brought for the people were unique to Yom Kippur. They weren't done the rest of the year. When half begins, then is a need to big dilavan. And we said, as we said earlier, this was done. The lavas is begadov. Rashi says he changes his garments. He wears the big dizav for that. So we're not going to answer that question because we're not really discussing it. But we're pointing out that by the Rambam, when do you wear big day lavan? When you do avodis that are miyuchadis, that are unique to Yom Kippur. Rashi, farbinto with the mechiyuf from big day lavan pnim. Rashi, however, as we've learned at length in the sicha, Rashi connects the white garments with going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It says, not totally an avodis hayayim. None of them are from the Aveda. It's not dependent on the day, on the fact that it has to be an Aveda that's connected to the day. It's dependent on the place. Anything that is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or for something that will be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, darf ketan very big dilavan. But if we get 3 years, the drashi which was on mikra, the rika kapara v'inkubanim inside the kriza l'vayv l'ifnim. As we said before, according to Rashi, the main kapara, the main atonement, is when going in l'ifnayv l'ifnim to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When the avedis ayim zanim v'zat tnayu machshus and knisa, and the avedis of the day are only a preparation for his going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But they don't necessarily necessitate him to wear the garments unless it's directly connected. Like the shechita of a par that's going to bring the blood. But the ayil that's not connected to the Kodesh HaKadoshim at all, in the actual implementation of the avodah, you don't need big day lavan for this. So another machlokes you have between Rashi and Rambam, are the big day lavan dependent on avodahs am yuchadis liyoyim, or are they dependent on avodahs that are in the pnim or tzedek pnim? The Rebbe now in Sif Yud is going to try to connect these two arguments. One argument is between Rashi and Rambam is it two or three types of begadim? As the big dilavan of the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, is it a third type of beged of begadim, or is it just the big day kain hediyah that the Kohen Gadol is putting on? And the second argument is whether the begadim are connected to the aveda miyuchadus liyoyim, or whether it's connected to the pnim. So let's say that these two differences. Aleph to big dilavan is adin yishlili adin yichayuvi. Where the big dilavan is, and here the Rebbe is using words that we used earlier in the sicha. Is it an yishlili that you just can't wear 8, or it's an yichayuvi that you have to wear 4? According to Rashi, you can't wear 8. That's the chiddush of Ela Barba. It's in yishlili because in kateg and asas aneger. So when you go in lefnai b'lefnim, you can't wear 8. Or according to the Rambam, it's in yichayuvi. You have to wear 4. You have to wear this new suk of begadim. Beis tibig dilavan is rabudim b'lavidim sayim adem etkisa lefnim. And the second argument that Rashi and Rambam have, whether the big dilavan are connected with the aveda of the day or with going into the kesher kedoshim, then it follows as that we could say that they are interdependent. If it's a unique din, a special din with regards to big dilavan, that there's a third kind of garments called big dilavan, and there's a special din for it. Then it's more logical to say that it's part of the avodah of the day. Just like the big day kohuna are generally connected to the avodah of the kohen, so then on Yom Kippur, which is a special day and has special avodahs, has special garments, it all fits in very well. But if you're going to say like Rashi that the big day lavan is a negative din that you can't wear 8. As Torah and Zion, big dizavan, you can't wear gold. It mistabers us again, as it is says, Rabbun, the nitman de Rabbeidah gufa. Now, with the mocking from the Rabbeidah, it's the last night in Yishazov. So it's not about the Aveda, because you only say, I can't wear gold. Where can't I wear gold? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's where the kapara is happening. So then you say that it's not Nagia to the Aveda, it's Nagia to the place. Wherever I can't bring in gold, I can't wear those garments. So therefore, we could say, how about Talia, that these two details in the Machlekes between Rashi and Rambam are interdependent. Sifidal, if the Rebbe is going to give us a very beautiful later on. From the Pirish Rashi, from this Rashi, we could take out a lesson in serving Hashem. Pshas Aid Vil Peels and Lefnei Hashem Titoro. For Yid wants to accomplish, to become pure in front of Hashem. Whether regards to himself or whether with regards to another Yid. And he wants to bring everyone, himself and others, before Hashem. Nentit Sum Abishin, closer to Hashem. Litei Rossi, Lumitzvase, Litei Abish, Tere Mitzvis. Darfat Sum Alam, Ershin, Wissen, that the Zufadet Zechaz, as an Angen Lefnim. He has to know that first and foremost what is required is he should go into the inside. He has to go inside. Er darf sich der Grundtüven, he has to base himself. He has to permeate him. A reingehen in sein Pnimius and Nefesh, to enter into the depths of the soul. Unbekeach ze davik in a ruften a kapar of a tar of zichon of a zweiten. And only then, only when it's lifnim, when it permeates him, when it goes into his, to the depth of his soul, can he accomplish an atonement and a purification for himself or for another person. Und der Weg zu reingehen lifnim, and how do you get into the inside? How do you get into the inner circle? Is durch eistan sein lichavet ulusifaris the big dissolve. He has to get rid of his honor and his beauty, which are the golden garments. As long as it's about my beauty and my honor, he can't go into the inside, because the inside is the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose of creation, which is all about the Eibishter. If it's all about honor and glory, then you're not on the inside. When he feels like a regular kohen, not dressed up in gold garments, never big day love on. Kulun shel boots, when they're all linen. Ba'im is meir dininyan apshitis. What is now shining in his soul is simplicity. Does davki machtim roitzer angin lefnim, that prepares him to go into the inside. Undurdem peil nakapar vetara, and then he could accomplish a purification and an atonement. Nitna avzich, not just for himself. Nerecha vatzveten. He can do it so for another Yid as well. He atones for himself, he atones for his family, and he atones for all the Jewish people. Because he took off the covet of the Sefaris, he took off the whole fancy garment, and he went in like a simple kohen. He went in with all of it, with all and with only, with its simplicity, he was able to reach, Lifnim was able to reach the depth of his soul, and he was able to accomplish a kapara for himself and for everyone around him.